The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The phrase that really makes me or draws my attention is the phrase, "You who were once, you who were once."
As I'm fighting, I dream, yeah, I can't say, yeah, and I ain't canning.
Beloved, we who were once, we were once something, but now we are another thing. Christianity is to know where Christ is bringing you from. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The reason why many Christians are still slaves to the enemy is because of ignorance. And the reason why it is as though the devil and his agents appear to be having the upper hand than the church and the believer is also because of ignorance. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the greatest scripture of exchange.
Second
Corinthians
5:21.
He says again, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Beloved, as long as it concerns us in Christ, God doesn't see us as sinners. He sees Christ in us. Because Jesus Christ became our sin. So Jesus took our place of sinfulness and gave us his place of righteousness. This should be our confidence whenever we stand to pray. That God doesn't see. In fact, when you are praying in Christ, God doesn't hear your voice as Kofi or Amma. He hears the voice of the Christ in you. But because we don't know these things, so we allow guilt and the works of the enemy to sometimes shut us down. And that is the main reason why, because we are in Christ, your testimony, your expectation, your dream, your fulfillment, your destiny is nearer to you than you think. In fact, in Christ, we are inside the thing already. Apart from the things that God Himself will use to build you up, to take you through the process and prepare you, I mean, why should God keep holding on to things and not to give them to you? He has already given you all things. You see, when we are praying, we are not praying for God to create things. We should actually pray ourselves into the thing. Pray your mind into the thing. Pray your mouth into the thing. Pray your heart into the thing. You see, I am just getting to know the way God leads me. I am somebody who by nature, I don't want to offend God. In fact, those who work very close to me, it is not easy at all to work with me. The area that is not easy for me is that it's like I am not a choleric. I don't act suddenly.
No.
We will discuss something. We want to do this, but you see me, I am not acting. Do you know why I'm not acting? Because I haven't heard from God. And I don't want to make mistakes. That also brought the greatest problem between myself and my old friend, Onia Amua.
The late.
And confusion came between us and he left the church. Anything that immediately he said the thing, he wants us to act. He wants us to act. Then I tell him that, look, God doesn't work like that.
You
haven't heard of. Look, one day I told him that, look, you, the whole church, every member, we have been taught as pastors that apart from your wife and children, never place your destiny on any member of the church, no matter how they are close to you, because anything can cause them to leave you at any time. All of you sitting down here, something can turn your mind. You can just leave. I have seen people who swore to me. Onyamwa swore to me. I remember that day at the house, Dr. Gbenyegan's house at Ajapaye down, North Kaneshi, Ajapaye, the gate. When I was going, we were going out for him to sit in his Benz car. He opened the car. He looked at me. He said, look, you. Nothing can separate you and I. I have money. I will take you all over the world with the gospel. The day he picked his phone and said, Pastor, I'm sorry, Majai. So I went to him. I said, you remember what you said to me at Dr. Gbenyegan's gate? When you swore that nothing can separate
us.
I told him that we were taught to. Apart from your wife and children. Church members. Don't rely on them.
Men found one to
anything can change their mind against you. At least three people have swore to me. And they left me. That was why the Bible said that Jesus didn't give himself to men because he knew.
And nothing natural is a yesu. I'm finding who I'm my other side. Trust or name one.
Why am I saying these things?
Are they into Namaka?
I'm talking about we because of our new position. How we should be conscious of who we are. But you know something? Because of this many broken heart and disappointment I've had, I don't put my trust on anybody. I must tell you honestly. I thank God that God has given me wonderful people in this church. Who just loves me. Who are just behind me. Sometimes my problem is because of the experiences I've had with other people. It is difficult for me to still open up. Because I don't know how it will go. Something will just change somebody's mind, my guy. There were three ladies I used to call my girl in this church. Those three ladies I used to call my girl, they were four. My girl. I stopped calling them my girl.
My giant ones are right.
And from that time, I've decided never to use that term, my girl again.
My giant say make I say wo yemi dear and I say wo yemi yonko.
Three of them, I am their enemy today. They are no longer in the church. Only one is in the church. Three. I am the most terrible enemy. These were the people I was calling my girl. Everybody know my girl, my this pastor's girl, this pastor's girl. I just love them. But not knowing that what they were inside. I remember one day a lady told me, Pastor, sa uge uge wenu.
Papa.
Action woman. Lieutenant Kayama Kus mother. Action woman. She Pastor. Sao girls who gets away. Shayo. Papa papa. And you know something?
Who name Bibi?
Don't know that people knew them more than me. You know, there are people when they come to you, the way they behave to you is different from how they actually behave among
you.
But you see, in all these things, I have trusted God. Look, anything I want to be, I've always thought about it. I've always seen myself. And then I realized I am inside it.
Now fade dear me woman mapa.
Onyamwa was the one who was up to today. Our second building plan and the fire is with him.
It's with him.
Our building papers. He died with it. He died with it. When I go, I say, give it to me. He
said,
I can't find it. But I trusted God. And God has kept
me.
Listen to me. We should stop talking against each other. Because everybody is a container. All of us, we have our good side and our weak side. Including me. All of us. Look, we are containers. Anything can work through us. And you know something? I have told people all the time. There are people sitting here, I don't know. Okay. Mama, Ahiakonu knows me. I think I came to meet her. Mama, Elifia, Mama Ahiakonu knows me in deliverance. She was here before I came. Who was also here when I came? Who did I come to meet in deliverance? Who? Pastor Roger. They can increase. Did I come to meet you in deliverance? Or you came to meet me? You were here before I came. Okay, fine. Okay, Pastor Roger. Okay. But those days, Pastor Roger, they were small boys. They were Royal Rangers and others. Yes. You know something? They know me, how I came. They knew me. Those days, I used to have a beard. I'll be using what we call it, comb. I comb it, and it looks nice. But if you see my face today, that I don't have a beard. There is a history behind it. A lot has changed in me. Why am I saying this? I desire that the first car I will drive is a BMW car. And the first car I drove was a BMW. Because Nana Amankwa's son, Chandakita, Raymond Amankwa the late, who used to pick me to Pentecost Church. North Kanishi number one, near St. Teresa, opposite. Now it's a beautiful round building. Formerly, they were in the wooden structure. I used to preach there. I used to preach for Apostle Airakwa, Kanishi Church of Pentecost. Takuma Pentecost. This guy will pick me in a BMW. And be driving me to places. That house. Every car you want in Ghana here, you will see one day. Then when we are there, you say, Pastor, this is the car you should drive. This car is good for pastors. But you see, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know that the person you are talking to, even that they haven't eaten, my stomach is making kri kri kri. Now you are telling me that this is the car I should ride. When my stomach is making noise, kra, kra. And you are not discerning that I have not eaten, so that at least you give me something to go and eat. You are talking to me about car. When common kenke, I come by, you are talking to me about car. Sometimes we'll be driving somewhere and then he will say, Pastor, put your hand under the distance. There is an envelope there. When I bring it, dollars. He will ask me to pick about two or three and give it to the lady in the shop there. I will go and give it and come. But they won't give me some. Auntie Rosa J., who is in UK right now. When she became our deaconess, she was working with a BMW company. She said, Pastor, your car should be a BMW. Then I was saying that this people are saying BM. I mean, look at the church. You are telling me BM. All of a sudden, I started thinking BM. I started going to garages to look at BM. I would dress very well, then I would go. I say, hey, so I, oh, then we'll talk. Okay, so what is your last? I will not go there again for 1 year. Another I will go again. But there was a day when I went. I brought the car home. I brought the BM home.
Maybe shiny bafie.
The man said, I say, no, I was going. Kaniak Enterprise. Nungwa, Kaniak Enterprise. I don't know whether it's still there.
Kaniak Enterprise. Nungwa.
When the man said, they brought me by, I said, this car.
I see a shiny.
Osofo, you are going with it.
I say, what do you call Osofo?
I said, no, I am just. Windows, I said, no windows. This
car. My bed, shake a cane, or sit there, be a shame.
I remember it was in October.
Me kinda yabusumi
do ya. And I said, no, they are now going to do my appreciation in December.
I think no meye, omeye, my
niece or dad. Raise car for, raise money for the car. He said, December.
Or see.
Take it.
Or say, far called December, dear.
I don't know how to drive.
Me name say, na ye kashempo.
They put the key in my hand.
I said,
I haven't driven before.
I said, mean tree shame down.
I said, ene kawe. Ebedi wechi. Ebedi wechi. Ene kwe you pass. This car ebedi wechi.
A shame we ebedi wechi. Baby, I'll be fed biam.
And he got somebody to drive the car.
Now, open be.
When we got to the gate, pom. Gladys came and said, Gladys, open the gate.
Or see, may you be a pono.
Open the gate.
And that year,
they parked the car.
I said, Gladys,
we have a car. But it is not a gift. We are to pay for it.
You said,
and you brought the car home?
Hey, now they are sharing up a fee.
We did the appreciation.
Yeah, ni so dano.
We got only half of the money. And the other half. How are we going to get it? To cut the long story short, what was put in my head, and I started thinking, I started desiring, that became real. If I tell you the time I drove BM,
I can't
even tell my salary at that time. Only one Assembly of God pastor, the late Reverend Nabemadu, the one they killed at Tema, he was the one driving BM. Everybody was afraid of BM. So I went to him. How is BM?
BM is shiny to say.
Then I said, good car.
I say, a shame, Papa.
Oh, it's a good car.
A shame,
look,
Papa.
Say, you want BM? You can go for the line. It's a good car.
And
I don't know. Up to then when people see me, they see as if I'm a millionaire. Sometimes when I say I don't have, people don't believe. Pastors don't believe. Right now, what we have done here, you don't know the letters I'm receiving. People came to my sister's birthday and left. What I am receiving is that the last church is full of millionaires. I am telling you. People are calling me. They say, your church, you have some young millionaires. They don't look outside like millionaires, but they are millionaires. They lie. Is it true? Is it true? I say, who told you? I say, how did you know? And I begin to receive it for the church. That we are a millionaire church. Let me tell you. What God has put inside you, it shows to people. Even though it doesn't look like that on you. But when people see you, they begin to see it. And that is what you should celebrate. Listen to me. No Assemblies of God pastor,
Assemblies of God, so
by the grace of God, can be compared to me. They are all afraid of me. They respect me. Because I know who I am. I know what God has put in me. Those pastors who were saying that if you stay here, pick farm here, you will chew grass. You will chew stones. Today, some of them, they want to become my associate. You know what I told one pastor? Listen to me. It is not where you are that makes you. It is what you carry to where you are. That is what makes you. Listen to me. It is not where you are.
that will make you. It is what you carry inside you to where you are. You don't know why I am involved in this project. I'm telling you, the day I finish this project, I hand over the key. I say I finish. Because Reverend Anna stood here and said, Della, it will be difficult. Should I continue? I say continue. That was why the other day when he died and I went to visit, I cried. Everybody was just crying. The way I was crying. Because I was going to bring him on the 20th of August. At least to come and see where we are. Where he said it's not possible, it's not, it will be difficult. He didn't say it will be impossible. When people are talking, listen to them. He said it will be difficult. It has really been difficult. He didn't say it will be impossible. It has really been difficult. But it has not been impossible. I tell people, look, it is what you carry. It is what God has put inside you. As you sit here right now, the moment you begin to think, I am a millionaire. The spirit of millionaire will start germinating in you. It will start germinating in you. The moment you begin to think and talk as a millionaire, it will start germinating in you. You know that people have come here and they tell me, Adela, these people, they are not for you. People have wondered why I'm still pastoring here. And do you know what I tell them? Jesus called the 12. And he made them what they should become. So if these people, they don't qualify for my standard, God will use me to raise their standard. Beloved, who are you? Who do you believe you are? Let me tell you. What you believe you are, God cannot change it. I say, when you say, from today, I am like this, that is it. God cannot change it. God cannot change it. God cannot change it. God cannot change it. Begin to think of what you want to be. That you are already. The other day, Reverend Dr. Basi called me. Say, Della. You carry something. I want to tell you, carry something. You are a changer of destinies. Do you know the things you did at North Kanishi? Do you know the way you brought some changing in some things? And our papa was fighting us.
Say,
look at where you are. What you have done there. If you were to be at where Wingham is at East Legon, what you have done at Pig Farm there, you can do 20 times. You can do 20 times. Look at where you are. You see, it is good for people to talk like that about you. Sometimes when I look at people running around, I laugh. No church will make you. No geographical location will make you. What will make you is inside you. What is inside you? When you carry it to anywhere, you make the place. You make the place. So what do you believe you are? How do you see yourself? In light of the word of God. The Lord has already done it. I said the Holy Spirit has already settled it. Whatever you say you are, heaven is saying amen to it. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you for what you have made me. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I thank you for what you have made me.
I thank you for what you have made me.
I thank you for what you have made me.
I thank you for what you have made me.
In these 100 days.
In these 100 days.
You have changed my life.
You have changed my life.
In these 100 days.
In these 100 days.
You have manifested.
You have manifested.
That which you have deposited in me.
In
these 100 days.
In these 100 days.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are manifesting yourself. Thank you. Turn the Lord right now. Turn the Lord right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our theme tonight is I am here to pray myself in. I am here to pray myself into what God has made me. Beloved, what do you believe God has made you? This morning, Reverend Kwansan, who visited us, when he called me, he was thanking me for what he did for him.
And he asked me,
do your people understand your message? You know, the gift of that man is that he can see things. He said he was seeing fire on the pulpit. Fire was burning. Fire. The whole place
there
fire. And he said, the words from my mouth, fire was coming up. Pua.
And seminar no can judge the tree.
He was asking, he said, these people, are they really becoming what you preach? I wish I can adopt your church to attend. I say we have one retired who has already adopted, and already about two others want to adopt. So you are going to be number four who want to adopt. Beloved, listen to me. Listen to this. What you believe that you are, God will make sure that it becomes so.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will make sure that it becomes so.
Amen.
Look, that is what, excuse me. Let Look, don't hide who you are. Today, if you don't, it pains me that I don't have those pictures. I have never gone to borrow anybody's shirt. I was wearing shoe with holes under. One day a preacher came. And as he was preaching, the pastor were on the pulpit. And he said, everybody should kneel down. So every pastor turned. So when we're kneeling, our shoes, the back was showing. And I know that I put a card under. How are the members going to see my the cards under my shoe? It was difficult for me to kneel down. But I tried to kneel in a certain way. But no matter what you do, they will see. Finally, I say, let everybody see the card. If people don't see that today, you are wearing one dress. When your story has changed, how can they see the difference? When your story has changed, how can they see the difference? Do you know why God is keeping you like this? Do you know why people are gossiping about you? The more humiliation you are suffering, the more glorious your testimony is going to be. I said, the more glorious your testimony is going to be.
Amen.
Let people continue to gossip about you.
Amen.
Let people gossip about you. Let people talk about you. Let people say anything about you. The only prayer is that those people should not die. Let them live. And see what you will become.
Amen.
And see what you will become.
Amen.
Do you know why? When my papa comes here, he's shedding tears.
Anytime
he comes here, he weeps. When we go to the office, he's weeping. You don't know what that man has said to me. The law will never amount to anything. The law to who is the law? The law to this.
The law
to that.
The law to say.
Joseph, who is Joseph? He doesn't book people. But today, when he comes here, he's weeping. He's weeping because he knows. Do you know that? I don't say. Look, whenever he comes here, he said they should bring me salad. So the salad woman is here. He will prepare salad. Lucris will carry the salad. He was telling me that when he came and sat by the salad. Do you know that one of the days when he came here, I entered and he was kneeling down on the chair, he was praying.
And
when he said like this, Dela, forgive me. Everything I've said against you. I said, oh, Papa, why? Why are you kneeling? No. Then I also knelt down in my office at the top there. Let me tell you something. People are going to regret that they said certain things about you.
Amen.
You don't know the regret people are going to have. Say, my Father in heaven, make people regret. People who have talked against me. People who have worked against me. People who thought I can never be anybody. Do something in my life. Holy Ghost, manifest yourself. Manifest yourself. Manifest yourself now. And let them regret. Let them regret.
Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. Let them regret. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven.
I am what you have made me to become.
I am what you have made me to become.
Listen to me. Whatever you say you are, heaven will say amen to it.
Amen.
I am telling you, look, don't wait for anybody to create your destiny or your future for you. From my school days, I knew who I was inside. I knew who I was. And up to today, I know who I am. Look, I am a low renter. I work alone. I can do things alone. I don't depend on people. Even though I need people, I pray for God to raise people for me. Yes. Everybody, you need people. But God should manifest them. Who do you believe you are? I am not going to tell you. Tonight, few minutes.
And then you pray.
Tell yourself who you believe you are. Because whatever you say you are, that is what heaven will perform. I'm telling you. Look, everything the Bible has written
is yours.
It's yours. You can stand on any of them and say, I am this. I am this. A family came to my sister's birthday. They say, I didn't invite them. But they heard.
And they have come.
Last week they called.
Now what you try move a friend me?
They say we have heard a lot of good things.
Yati and sempa bebre.
We decided to come and see.
Ye pese ye behu.
God bless you.
Onyango pon shirao.
Say no wonder.
Enye wan
wan. We have been talking about you.
Omo kan hu.
The way your senior pastor was handling you.
We
knew.
And we say
this Delakai. One day.
That call.
This man will hear of him and he will cry. But I didn't tell them what has already been happening. That the man has been weeping already when he comes. Listen to me. Who do you think you are? Because you are living in a kiosk today. You are sleeping in a gutter today. You are sleeping in the church today. Let me tell you, that is going to make your testimony richer and more glorious.
Amen.
As we are going to pray right now, say, my Father in heaven, this is what I believe I am.
This
is what I believe you have made me.
This is what I believe.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
deep in my heart,
deep
in my spirit,
I
know I am the head.
I know
I am not the tail.
I know
I am glorious. I know I am great.
I know
I am mighty. I know my star is shining. I am
a glorious person. I am a mighty person. I am a favored person. I am a glorious person. I am incomparable. No power can stop me. What I am, I am. 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 The best is always for me. The best is always for me. The best is always for me. I am ahead of those who I think are ahead of me. I am ahead of them. I am ahead of them. That is why the enemy is fighting me. I declare tonight, you devil, you enemy, you powers of darkness, the reason why you are fighting me, the reason why you are delaying me, is because of who I am. It's because of my star. I declare tonight, stop your battles now. For you cannot change. You cannot change. As I clap my hands, no power can change. Declare. No power can change. No spirit can change. No witch or wizard.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I pray myself.
I pray myself
into my prophetic word.
Into my prophetic word.
Into God's promises.
Into God's promises.
Into my prophetic dreams.
Into my prophetic dreams.
That I have been having.
that have been happening
since my youthful days. It is now.
It is now.
Time for those prophecies, to become tangible. I pray myself into them right now. I pray myself into them right now.
I pray myself
into my dreams,
into my destiny,
into my prophetic word, into God's promises. As I clap my hands, I pray myself into them. I pray myself into them. Holy Ghost, make them real. 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 I am. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The manufacturer, the maker of things. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The one who births things. Say
Holy Spirit.
The one who makes the invisible
to become visible.
Make me now. You see, you don't know why I was talking so much about myself and about that BMW thing.
Because,
you see, the time I drove BMW, clap for this woman sitting down there. Clap for her. The time I drove BMW, do you know the chairs in my hall? Do you know how my mattress look like? Let me tell you. You see, the moment you focus, this is who I am. Look. The Holy Spirit will start creating an atmosphere around you. Do you know the people have laid hands on? AFRC type. AFRC 1 and 2. You don't know. God had to hide me from people.
God had to do hide me from people.
Ese Yakobon di mi sie efi nkrofo bi hu.
Who do you believe you are? What you say you are, you are.
Ni awo se wo ye e na wo ye.
I've told people.
I can't train nkrofo.
I say I know what is in me.
Mi nim ni a e wo mi mu.
God will use me to change pig farm.
Amen.
I said, God will use me to build what no one can build there. God will use me. I said, God will use me. I said, God will use me. I tell them, I said, God will use me. Today when they come, they say, why are you not talking?
Hey.
What? You are quiet.
I said,
it is not me. It is God who is doing it through me.
I've
only opened myself. We are going to make a declaration right now. Don't allow the gutter to define you. Don't allow your current situation to define you. Today you are begging to eat. Today you are begging to eat. I've also begged before. Who hasn't begged before?
Why not say on Sreda?
Sometimes when I look at people, I laugh.
And then Michelle Crawford, Mr. Ray.
Do you know the things we have done? I was pushing truck at Kaneshi Market.
Truck.
Manam Stones Quarry. I crack stones there. I carry concrete at Mala.
Pie, asuya concrete.
I weeded forest at Asokoko.
My dog, quiet, I was Asokoko, Oti region.
As part of my training.
I entity, I'm a firm.
And God brought me to Katagata.
Yame signed me by Babi and Sen Fata.
Before I go on retirement,
answer na mekwa humi GMUNO.
This whole place will change.
Amen.
Amen.
This whole place will change.
Amen.
And I will make sure
there will be
some pillars with people's pictures and names on it. Top down. Here. When people come, they will come and, oh, so these are the people, eh? This was the committee.
This was okay.
And I will say, no one, anybody that will touch this to remove it. The hand that will touch it. The mind that will think. And the hand that will touch. And the mouth that will say. They won't remain again. Today you are washing people's this thing before you can eat.
And
that is it.
Man.
Do it well.
That
is not who you are. God is just hiding you. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I declare that what you have made me,
that what you have made me,
no power can change your plans.
No power
can stop it in my life.
Say
tonight,
Holy Ghost,
I agree with the word of God.
I agree
by my conviction,
by my faith.
I agree with the plans of God for my life. As I stand here,
I am mighty.
I am great.
I am mighty. I am great.
I am the head.
And never the tail.
I am at the top.
And never at the bottom.
As
I stand here, I am mighty. I am great.
I am super.
I am a billionaire. When they are counting people, they will also count me. Therefore, Holy Ghost, make it to happen right now. As I clap my hands, make it to happen. Make it to happen. Make it to happen. Make it to happen. Make it to happen.
Declarations and then we close. This week from now going, there are some declarations we are going to make.
And some can be
in Ezra chapter 6.
Ezra
verse 6 and 7. Ezra 6 and 7.
Ezra
after people wrote letters to the king that he should stop the building of the temple.
And
the king searched the archives. And found out now that King Cyrus had already ordered that the temple should be rebuilt. So the king wrote a letter back to those who wrote to him to stop them. This was the letter that King Darius wrote to them. When you look in my Bible, from verse, come and see, interpreter. What do you see from verse 6? From verse 6 to this place, what do you see?
You wrote prayer.
SP.
These are all strategic prayers. Look at what the king wrote from verse 3. Memorandum from King Darius. In the first year of King Cyrus, the king issued a decree concerning the temple of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple be rebuilt as a place to present sacrifices, and let its foundation be laid. Fine. Let me jump to verse 6. Now then, Tatenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shita Bozenai, and you, dear fellow officials of that province. These were the people who wrote to the king to stop. Now the letter has come back to them. Stay away from there. Verse 7. Do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish people, Jewish elders, rebuild this house of God on its side. Now, this house, you think you are going to pray about the temple? No, you are going to pray about yourself.
Before the temple.
Say, you devil.
You devil.
Powers from my father's house.
Powers
from my mother's house.
Powers
from the church.
Powers
inside this house.
Satan's
agents in the house.
Witches
and wizards in the house.
Powers
in this environment. Hear the word of God. You cannot stop. What God has made me to become. Stay away from my dream. Stay away from my destiny. Stay away from my testimony. Stay away from my expectation. Do not interfere. Stay away. As I clap my hands, I command every power. Stay away from me. Stay away from my dream. Stay away from my destiny. I say, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Do not interfere. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, you powers from hell.
You powers from hell.
And all your human agents. Your human agents in my father's house.
Your human agents in my mother's house.
Your human agents in the church.
Your human agents in this environment.
Your human agents at my workplace.
Your human agents in my office.
Your human agents among my friends and colleagues. I command you tonight. In the power of the Holy Spirit. And by the blood of Jesus Christ. Stay away. From God's agenda for my life.
From God's agenda for my life.
And God's agenda is that my October must manifest my testimony. My October, I must live my dream. I must live my expectation. I must live my prophetic way. I therefore command you, stay away, stay away. I say, stay away. Stay away from God's agenda.
Stay away. 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 Yes, Lord. Stay away.
Amen.
The last prayer.
Empire Chatwell.
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Or Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Manifest me.
Manifest me.
Manifest me in this area.
Manifest me in this area.
You are going to tell the Holy Spirit who you believe you are. And tell the Holy Spirit.
No, I can't change. I'm on Kronkron. Say,
make it to happen.
Oh, man, in Bremu,
Holy Spirit, I believe I am a millionaire.
I'm on Kronkron. Me, did you send me your sickani?
I believe I am a wealthy woman or wealthy man.
Did you send me your be a mad me home or the four?
I believe I am an apostle.
Me, did you send me your
I believe I am great. I believe I am this.
Me, did you send me
Holy Spirit?
I'm on Kronkron.
Mine is to believe. And to declare with my mouth, yours is to make it happen. Because what God spoke in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, Holy Spirit, you made it to happen. I believe I have mighty companies. I believe I am this. I am that. The other day I was talking about this woman hot ovens. We sat in the same class, my wife.
Her name is
Peace Ameja. Peace Ameja.
Your friend of Peace Ameja.
You don't know. If that woman today. Well, we are on podcast. Sometimes she has been joining us, so I won't say some things. Hey, if I say some things about her, you know that it is God who makes a person. Her first husband died. And I think 5 years ago, she married again. Her wedding.
Now, where is she at?
She bought eight. Brand new V8. We were there.
V8.
I mean,
showing money power. One day we're talking about something, and we mentioned an amount, our class, this thing. She wasn't talking. When you asked her, she wasn't talking. I said, what are you talking? Then she stood up.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Look at all you. Bella, you are a man of God.
We are so full.
So you two, you sit down and then you are hearing them saying this.
Oh,
and you people are mentioning this amount. It's a shame unto you.
And
I will give you 10 times. I will give you 10 times. What are you talking? Go to Obuasi. She has 52 sprinter buses. Sprinter that supply
bread.
Was always the last. I didn't say anything. No.
On kanche ya mo 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 antia eno ano no.
Today.
And then.
Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I say.
From today.
Before December. I am so and so. Make it to happen now. Holy Ghost, I am. Declare. Tell the Holy Ghost what you are. From now to December.
I am.
The testimony is to manifest.
Make it to happen. Now in the name of Jesus. Make it to happen, yes, Lord. From now to December, Lord. Holy Ghost, make it to happen. 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 In the name of Jesus, so God. Yes, so God. From now to December, Lord. Lord, I am, oh God. I am, Lord. I am, oh Lord. I am what you dare, so God, destined me to be. I am, oh God, what you destined me to be. I am what you declared that I should be. I am, Lord. I am. Yes, so God. Make it to happen, Lord.
Tell the Holy Ghost.
Yes, so God. Make it to happen.
Mine is to believe and to declare.
Yes, so God.
But yours is to make it happen.
Lord, make it to happen.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, make it to happen.
Mine is to believe.
Yes, so God.
And speak it out.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yours is to make it happen. Holy Ghost, I believe, and I have spoken it out, that I am this by December. This will be my testimony. Holy Ghost, make it to happen now. Mine is to believe. Mine is to speak it out. Mine is to pray it out. Yours is to make it happen. Holy Ghost, I have done my responsibility. According to Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10, mine is to believe. Mine is to speak it out. Holy Ghost, it is your responsibility to make it happen. Make it happen now. Make it happen. 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 I don't carry this sickness again. I don't carry this disease again. I am no longer sick. I am no longer poor. I am no longer in debt. I am no longer borrowing. I am no longer single. I am no longer barren.
Make our promotion happen, Lord. Yes, oh God. Make it to happen, Lord. Make it to happen, Lord. Make our promotion happen, oh Lord. Let it happen, oh Lord. Let it happen. Let the business breakthrough happen. Let the opportunities happen.
Shata kaba
yakata. Yes,
Holy Ghost.
Make it to happen.
Make it to happen.
Make
Holy Ghost,
yes,
make it to happen.
Make it to happen. Yes, sir, God.
Deliver it now.
Yes, sir, God. Make it happen, Lord. Make it happen, Lord. Make it happen, Lord. Rasuko tore babadaba. Yes, sakaya babadaba. Endebayaba. Yes, sir, Lord. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Holy Ghost, make it to happen. Holy Ghost, I want to see it happen. I want to see it happen in the lives of your people. I want to see it happen.
In
Jesus' name,
amen.
I declare into your life, yours according to Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. It is your responsibility to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. And it is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to make your confession to happen. God the Father in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Before the formless void and the darkness that covered the earth, the Father spoke out what he wants to be. He spoke out light. And Holy Spirit, you manifested light. Tonight, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, you said, as beloved children of God, we should imitate our Father. We should follow our Father's example. Therefore, tonight, Holy Spirit, we have declared the things we want to testify about before 31st. Holy Spirit, we have given you an assignment. As real as you are, everyone that has declared with his or her mouth, Holy Spirit, it is your responsibility to make it happen. To make it to happen.
Amen.
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 Holy Spirit, the only way we can know that you are real is to make it to happen. Otherwise, you are not there. Holy Spirit, the only way that we can know that you are there is when you make it to happen. You know what everyone here has declared. You know what they have said to you. You know what they have declared. Every declaration that has been made, including those who are following online. Holy Spirit, it is your duty. It is also your responsibility to make it to happen. We cannot make it to happen. We don't have that power to make it to happen. We only have been given the authority to declare, authority to pray. Holy Spirit, make it to happen now. Make it to happen now. Anyone who believes that that sickness is gone, make that sickness go. Anyone who believes that the husband has come, let the husband come now.
Amen.
Anyone who believes that she is pregnant, let the pregnancy come now.
Amen.
Anyone who believes that the promotion has come, let the promotion come now.
Amen.
Anyone who believes
In a change of story, let the change of story come now.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, whatever we have declared in this house that we want to testify about, make it to happen now. Even before the time comes, I usher your people into that atmosphere. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Go and celebrate it. May the Holy Spirit open your ears. Open your eyes. May you be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I can hear right now, no power can fight and stop what I have approved. What I have approved.
Amen.
What I have accomplished for my people.
Amen.
No power can fight or stop it. No power can fight or stop it. No power in the house. No power anywhere. Father, we receive your word. Let it be now. 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 Let it be now.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.